Broome has its first ever school principal from its traditional owners. Yarru man Ken Molyneux has recently become a principal at Broome North Primary School, which has more than 400 students. Prior to the role, he was deputy principal at Broome Primary School, and over his career has worked at remote community schools such as Bayulu, Bidjudanga, One Arm Point, and in Aboriginal education at the Kimberley District Office. And as Ken explains, he overcame the odds to achieve a dream.
If I can become a principal in a school in Broome after being born here and growing up here, then it's absolutely possible for any dream that any child in our schools in Broome can have and attain. It's certainly within reach. I was born here, 73. My mum's an Aboriginal Yarru lady. She also married, previous to my father, a pearl diver, a Malaysian pearl diver. So I'm the youngest of 11, but the only one of my father. So we have a very multicultural, mixed family. I grew up in Broome as an Aboriginal person, not knowing any different, so I didn't have any expectations about what that looked like or felt like. I went to school here in the Catholic system. I also went through to high school here and am the only one in my family to have completed high school.
That's really significant, Ken, because now you are a principal. Tell me a bit about your school memories and maybe the type of education that you got throughout the 80s and early 90s.
I remember fondly a teacher, particularly in year five. I won't say any names, but certainly the discipline in the Catholic school was quite strict. I remember getting the cane a couple of times. So I wasn't all that popular at times, but I certainly did try hard. I look back at my 20-odd years of being in education and I look back at what I received as a child and the vast difference in pedagogy and curriculum now and the way in which it's delivered even is so different. And I wish that I was a child today receiving what I know our school and the schools in the Kimberley in particular are able to provide to our students now.
What was it that motivated you, Ken, to go into teaching?
Look, to be honest with you, it wasn't my first choice, and I say that with hand on heart. Reason being is that I did believe that I wanted to be an accountant or something along those lines, but I think the vocation of teaching actually chooses you. I think being the youngest of 11, having children and kids, nieces and nephews all around all the time, it was just a natural progression to want to be around and educate children. I also feel my deep why is that once I became part of the education system, the purpose for being there was to try and provide students that I had influence over with a much better education that I believe I felt I received. Nothing against my Catholic teachers back then, but certainly the pedagogy has changed, and I just feel that we can provide so much more for our kids in the classroom, which allows them more opportunities. I think what we have done really well in the last 10 or so years is certainly take into consideration social-emotional learning, because I think that's made a huge, or has had, with our changing environment and community has had a huge impact on our kids and allowing us to teach children and not just the curriculum, I think, has really allowed us to make teaching a more human career or vocation, which is something that we went into it for in the first place.
You are Broome's first Yarru principal. I think that is really quite a significant moment. What does it mean to you personally and professionally, Ken?
Well, let's start professionally. Look, I it's something that I've always wanted. Ever since I became a teacher in 1999, or 20-odd years ago, I've always wanted it. It was always a dream. It was never... I never really thought it was a reality. So I worked my way up and through the ranks. And then when I had the opportunity, I was amazed that firstly all the stars had aligned and maybe the people of the country or our ancestors were talking to me about this is what you need to do, because everything just fell into place at the right, I believe, at the right time. And like I said about, going into teaching, it chose me.
I have noticed in particularly the Broome schools, but many Kimberley schools, that reconciliation and culture and acknowledgement of our heritage in this region, it is part and parcel of everyday life. How important is that reconciliation?
Yeah, I think we can get caught up a little bit in tokenism, and I think that's something that has always irked me. I think as an Aboriginal man, but in particular Yawuru man from Broome on Nyambaburu Yawuru, which is the land of the Yawuru people, I feel a great degree of responsibility to make sure that we do it right. I think reconciliation is, like the theme says, more than just words, it's actions. We have to do, but do without being tokenistic. I guess for me it's always been about, it's not what you do when people are watching, it's what you do when people aren't watching that makes the biggest difference. So, if we can push to ensure that we are providing education around why we need to have a special week like Reconciliation Week or even NAIDOC, which I think should be every day on Yawuru country or on the country of First Nations people, I think if we can teach the importance of that, we can, learn about the history, our shared history, and then we can actually then start to celebrate how incredibly fortunate we are as Australians to have this culture that I happen to be a part of and feel an utmost respect and honour to share with other people. I think it's our job, even as an educator, it's our job to want to share that, but to do it properly with respect, because our ancestors, our old people, need us to do that.
That is Yawuru man Ken Molyneux, who is the new principal at Broome North Primary School. He's the first Yawuru man to be a principal in Broome.